Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So I'm going to admit, I spent about 4 hours this past week watching Swamp Kings on Netflix. And boy, they made that into a feel-good story, that forest fire that was going on down at the University of Florida when Urban was there.
Yes, it was. They left out a lot of stuff, off-the-field stuff. The on-the-field stuff was pretty impressive. I mean, those were good Florida teams in that era. Good talent, five-star talent. Urban was, man, he worked those kids into the ground. He was a disciplinarian inside the compound. But when the kids left for the day, it was like, you know, like the Wild Wild West down in Gainesville.
All right, so we are getting into the second week of high school football, and so we've got lots of games to get to, and we're going to do our very best to get to as many as we can. Islands at Savannah Christian. By the way, you may see Savannah Christian next segment in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
That's going to be a blowout.
Savannah Country Day, yes it will. Savannah Country Day at Pinewood. Tift area goes under the Oaks to play Frederica. Frederica coming off of an impressive win over Brookwood. Tift area also coming off of a big win as well. Actually, Tift area got beat by Bullock, I believe. So scratch that. Tift area coming off of a loss, going to St. Simon's. That'll be a pretty good game. Tift area really needs the win.
They need to win, and they better work on their run defense.
Jordan Triplett is period the best player in the GISA. 51 carries for the Knights last week for over 350 something yards, something crazy,
and passed for a touchdown and played linebacker on defense.
Stockbridge at Colquitt. Gaston, Florida at Lowndes. The defending state champion Ware County Gators survived Appling, and now they take the trip over to the hill to play Richmond Hill, who beat down Effingham this past week. That's going to be a good game. 7A Richmond Hill, 5A Ware County.
Don't be shocked if Richmond Hill wins this football game.
I won't be.
No, that's they went to Effingham and beat Effingham 34-7. I don't know what that means after week one. Ware, Appling's a good team, but Richmond Hill hosting Ware County, and that was a good game last year in Waycross.
Valdosta at Cook, Houston at Perry, Hapeville Charter goes to Leesburg to play Lee. Wood shed, if you can spell it. Peach County at Northside, Dutchtown at Tift. The Glen Academy Red Terrors truck just down the road from Glen County Stadium to the Ship in Darien to play the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers, coming off of a shutout over Johnson. They looked good in the preseason jamboree against Brunswick and Savannah Christian. This game typically, Kip, has been tight, despite the fact 6A Glen Academy and single A MCA. MCA has played the Red Terrors tough, tied them a couple of years ago and played them tough in a loss last year. Now they're going over to Darien and the friendly confines for MCA and the Ship. I think that's another tough, tight game, especially how good MCA's looked. In the end, depth will be on Glen Academy side.
Depth will probably wear down the Buccaneers, but Greg Peacock is hurt. He's not playing in this football game.
Good point.
So, who knows?
Okay.
This is another one. It's don't be surprised. That's all I'm going to say.
Bradwell at Liberty, Bainbridge goes to Coffee, Jenkins at Bluffton, South Carolina. Have you ever been to Bluffton? It's a pretty little place.
It is a nice place.
It sure is. Dodge at West Lawrence, Chambers, North Carolina goes to play Benedictine. Windsor Forest at New Hampstead. Brooks County goes to JC Stadium to play the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Brooks won this game over in Brooks County last year, despite the fact they didn't score an offensive touchdown. Wayne's got the game circled on the calendar. 365 days they've waited for this game. Kind of got a little bit of an upset last year. The Wayne County Yellow Jackets are really, really good. I don't see any way Brooks comes into JC Stadium and knocks off the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, Wayne's been waiting on this football game. We talked about this one over the summer. Circle game probably for Wayne after what happened last year. I can't remember the last time a Maurice Freeman Brooks County team started this season 0-2. They got beat up by Thomasville last week 42-20. So I look for Wayne to win this football game.
Yeah, and if Brooks does drop to Wayne, they will be 0-2. Beach at Vidalia. Groves goes to Brantley. Brantley trying to start 2-0 on the season.
And they will.
They've got the opponent to possibly get it done with Groves.
Yes.
Long at Tatnall. Savannah at Richmond Academy. Fitzgerald at Turner. Jeff Davis goes to the Bears' Den in Pierce County. Jeff Davis coming off of a 23-20 shocking win over Charlton. Pierce County, this will be their season opener, their kickoff. We're going to see what Jeff Davis is made of.
We said that last week.
And they won.
They went to the Swamp down in Folkston and won a football game. Pierce is a little different animal, though.
Appling this week will be at home after failing to knock off the Ware County Gators over Memorial Stadium in the Swamp in Waycross. They'll be hosting Aiken. I look for Appling to get things back in the winning column here.
Yes.
Toombs at Wheeler, Washington County at Swainsboro. But I'm going to tell you something last week. Swainsboro and Metter, I thought that game would be tight. Swainsboro thumped the Candler County Tigers, or the Metter Tigers from Candler County.
Yes, they did, 39-7. I thought that'd be a close game. I didn't see a blowout.
That tells me either Swainsboro is really good or Metter's taking a huge step back. Maybe a combination.
Metter's got their work cut out for them this week.
They do. We'll talk about that in a minute. Bacon at Screven, Irwin at Dooley, Bryan County at Trutland, Claxton at Hilton Head, ECI at Metter. Kip just mentioned it. We'll talk about it now. Emanuel County Institute heads over to Candler County to take on Metter. Metter desperately looking for the W to get some respect back in the state. ECI, the Bulldogs, they're a pretty good program as well. It'll be a good one.
Yeah, look, Coach MCA, he thinks ECI is going to be pretty good this year. Coach Warren does. And I looked at ECI's losses from last year. Dude, they played a who's who in lower classification Georgia high school football last year. It kind of, you know, took the record out of whack a little bit, but that's a good football team.
All right. Yulee at Charlton, another good game, rivalry game there, Yulee and the Charlton County Indians. Charlton trying to circle the wagons and figure out what went wrong against Jeff Davis and get their first W of the season against a rival in Yulee.
Not far apart right there.
Mm-mm. Clinch County goes to Macon County. By the way, we have found out, we did some research, Macon County is not eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, despite the fact it says Macon County. It's not actually in Macon. They're trying to trick you.
A little west of I-75, like some of the other teams that you had in the poll last week.
Outside the perimeter, ineligible.
Obviously, you make exceptions. But
not true.
That's what you do.
No, I don't. Jenkins County at Johnson County. Twiggs at Portal. Portal's undefeated. They got their first win of the season. Bullock Academy at Augusta Christian. They looked good against Tift area. They'll get Augusta Christian this week on the road.
They should be okay.
Burke at Effingham. Effingham took that loss to Richmond Hill, and now they've got another tough one. Burke comes to town. Effingham really desperately trying to get in the win column, not start out 0-2.
They need one bad, but I don't know if they're going to get it.
And a big one. The Southeast Bullet Yellow Jackets and the Statesboro Blue Devils face off at Paulson Stadium at Georgia Southern in the Irk Russell Classic. Statesboro got blanked by Glenn. Southeast Bullet looked pretty good. I'm not going to pick a game here. I'm not going to pick the winner. I know who I like, but that's going to be a good football game. Statesboro offensively did not look good against Glenn.
They didn't, from what I saw on some highlights. But, you know, First game, new regime. They woodshedded Southeast Bullock last year.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence is there. Statesboro is a school that feels like they should rule Bullock County, and they'll get it done against Southeast Bullock.
And again, don't forget, Statesboro is a higher classification, you know, if that matters.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Week 2 of the high school football season, we will see the Brunswick High Pirates kick off their season down in Kingsland at Chris Gilman Stadium against the Camden County Wildcats. Wayne will host Brooks at JC Stadium looking for some revenge from last year. Statesboro and Southeast Bullock meet at Paulson Stadium at the Irk Russell Classic. And the Glen Academy Red Terriers will head over to the Ship in Darien to take on the MCA Buccaneers. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Keep up with all your favorite regional and local teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Trap, trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. When Sam Darnold beats you out, it is time to re-examine what you were doing. Maybe selling insurance would be better. So Conference USA gets a new TV rights deal, but the Pac-12 could only get streaming? What's going on here? Pete Alonso has officially surpassed Bryce Harper as the most hated player in Major League Baseball. Well, Trout back to the IL and Ohtani done pitching for the season. Forget it, Angels. It's over. The New York Yankees. Enough said. You can officially add the Chicago White Sox to the dumpster fire list. Did anyone even know that the Ravens had a 24-game win streak in the preseason? Or even care? Greg Sankey says the college football playoff format needs to be reevaluated due to realignment. Translation, we are going to kick out the Pacific Athletic Conference. ACC, make up your mind. Do you want Stanford or not? Baker Mayfield to the rescue. Nothing says you're an amateur sport more than going to play a game overseas in another country. Right, college football? Netflix made the Swamp Kings a feel-good story when in reality the damn thing was a forest fire. Ahsoka, the premiere is flat out awesome. Farewell, Terry Funk. And these are my thoughts.
Terry Funk, the greatest heel in the history of professional wrestling.
When I think of him, I think of the innovator, the creator of the hardcore era, the guy that led into the WWE Attitude Era and to the popularity of ECW. Terry Funk was responsible for both of those almost single-handedly.
Terry Funk was one of my favorites. I love Terry Funk. I loved his style. I loved his charisma. Man, gonna miss him.
Speaking of charisma, it is now time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Let's hear this garbage.
All right. So, coming in at number 10 for the first time this season, creeping into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings with a 23-20 win over the Charlton County Indians, Jeff Davis clocks in at number 10.
Big road win last week for Jeff Davis. That was a big win.
And they got another big road test this week.
Yes, they do.
At number 9 with a 56-12 thumping of Sumter County, ranking in at number 9, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings in week 2, the Houston County Bears at number 9.
They're for real.
Yes, they are. At number 8, Woodshedding Jenkins 42 Rock. The Benedictine Cadets come in at number 8.
That game got suspended because of stuff going on in the crowd.
I heard about that.
Yeah, that's crazy. Ridiculous.
At number 7, a 49-0 blanking of Hilton Head, the Savannah Christian Raiders at number 7 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
They've got some dudes on that team.
They look good against Brunswick and MCA a couple weeks ago in a jamboree.
They've got some dudes on that team.
At number 6, going on the road and winning big in Springfield, the Richmond Hill Wildcats come in at number 6 with a 34-7 win over Effingham.
Big game coming up for Richmond Hill. You got Ware County coming in tonight. Look out, Gators.
We all know how good Irwin is. It didn't matter. They went down 28-0 to Fitzgerald. And so the Purple Hurricane this week are my number 5 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Should have been in the thing last week. I don't know where they were left out for, but apparently they were.
It's tough to get in, man.
No, it's not. Not when you're a defending state champion.
Well, they're off to a good start.
Yeah. Okay.
At number 4, a 60. They put 64 on Wilkinson County. Number 4, the first time in quite some time, the Dublin Fighting Irish find their way into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings at number 4.
Yeah, they beat up on Wilkinson. That was
impressive.
Yeah, ugly.
At number 3, surviving with a 2017 win at home in the swamp against the Appling County Pirates. Checking in at number 3, the Ware County Gators, week 2, number 3.
Ware County will be there at season's end, near the top.
A 46-21 win over Christ School from North Carolina. That school's supposed to be pretty good. Instead, Lowndes thumped them, and thus Lowndes finds its way for the first time in quite some time into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings at number 2.
The same Lowndes that you said wasn't making the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
But they're number 2 right now.
In the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. I don't think Lowndes very good.
Wow.
And the number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, coming off of a 39-7 drubbing of the Metter Tigers, the other Tigers from that way, the Swainsboro Tigers, come in this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings at number 1.
Where's Frederica?
Not in. Just millimeters out. Millimeters. Knocking on the door.
2 weeks ago, they were number one.
Yes, they were.
And scored 56 points in their first game.
And just, I mean, they're right there.
Man, this is a joke, man.
They're right
there.
What
is this, some kind of parody?
There's no parody here.
I mean,
it's hard to get in, man. You can't just get in because you want
to
be in.
How do you go from number one to not even in the poll when you score 56 points and have a player run for 350 yards?
That was impressive, wasn't it?
How are you not in any rankings?
That's impressive.
Wow.
Impressive.
This is comedy. Are you Jeff Foxworthy?
I'm not doing any comedy. Okay. Fred, no disrespect to the Frederica folks. They got a really good team. They had a really good game against a really good football team. Like you said, scored a ton of points. Dominant performance by Jordan Triplett. And they were, when all was said and done, they were the 11th team.
The 11th team.
They were the millimeters. I mean, it was just a fraction of a point. Just
couldn't make it.
Between them and Jeff Davis.
Where's
at 10.
Where's the NCAA? They were in the poll last week.
They didn't get in.
See, this is blatant disrespect.
There's no disrespect here.
Frederica disrespected. MCA disrespected. I mean, you act like people don't listen to this.
I know they do.
Okay, so what are you trying to do here? Cause us to lose listeners?
No, absolutely not. And by the end of the day,
you
I want to
get better. Now, you can do better.
No, this is the most comprehensive and most accurate ranking system in the entire state.
Shut up.
Our listeners each and every week. We are the number one sports talk show in the entire state.
So you shut somebody out, and you drop out of the poll.
Do you want to recap? Let's recap. At number 10, Jeff Davis. At number 9, Houston. At number 8, Benedictine. 7, Savannah Christian. 6, Richmond Hill. 5, Fitzgerald. 4, Dublin. 3, Ware. 2, Lowndes. And the number 1 team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Swainsboro Tigers.
And where's the Wayne County Yellow Jackets? Again, they got shafted.
They didn't get shafted. Yeah, they played a really good game against Bradwell.
I mean, Wayne County was in the poll last week. High in the poll. McIntosh, Frederica, nowhere to be found in our listening area. Thank you. There you go. Just slap our listeners right in the face.
I don't rank teams whether or not they're in our listening area or not. I rank teams whether or not they deserve to be in the poll.
Yeah. Let's put Dublin in because they're 2.5 hours away. But let's disrespect
Dublin
Wayne County.
Dublin put 64 points on somebody.
So would most anybody on Wilkinson County.
Stay cool while you cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Guys, it's time for back to school.
Don't be late and get to Cunningham Jewelers. It is time for that new watch to keep you on time. Whether it's time for a new battery, band, or a brand new watch, it's the right time to get to Cunningham Jewelers. Stay on time with the coolest and trendiest watches available, so be timely with a visit to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Put this song in my fired up list in my songs that I do stuff to, because every time I hear it, I just want to run through a brick wall.
It's a good song.
It is a good song. I've spent the break being tongue-lashed by Kip Ranch about how certain teams aren't in my poll. And again, it's only 10 spots across basically 8 classifications. So it's hard to get in. And a lot of these teams are good football teams that almost were in and probably will be in at some point in the year. It's a rotating thing.
Okay.
And now, well, actually, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, Parkers, and Wild Adventures.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly. Maybe they can get your predictions back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
I don't even think we talked about the Brunswick Camden game in the opening segment.
I mean, everybody's saying it's going to be a blowout. I mean, so really not. There ain't really anything to talk about, right?
I mean, I don't know. Brunswick looked pretty okay in the preseason scrimmage. They're getting started now. Kickoff. Camden's already had a game against Columbia. Maybe work some of those kinks out. They didn't look great in week one, but you know, who knows? But what I do know is it's time for your butthurt segment.
There you go. Weekly butthurt list. A lot of candidates on the butthurt list this week.
Okay.
Number 5 on the butthurt list, the University of Georgia running back room. Whew, a lot of injuries right there right now. A lot of injuries in the running back room.
Remember when Georgia used to be running back U?
Well, they've got 2 or 3 backs that are hurt right now, so got to count on them. But, man.
No depth. No depth. You got a couple guys go down, and now you're worried.
Got 5 or 6 running backs. I'm not worried, but
got them on the butthurt list.
You're on the butthurt list because it's preseason, and you already lost a running back. And that happens to Georgia pretty frequently. Lose a running back in preseason drills for the season.
Depth's got to be an issue.
No, it's not an issue with Kirby Smart. You know, 81-15. I've got a story you're going to see on that here coming up. Number 4 on the butthurt list. The New York Yankees.
Yeah, they should be there.
They're 1-9 in their last 10 games.
Yep.
61-65 overall, 17 games back. One of the highest payrolls in baseball. How's that return on investment?
Not good.
Not getting better.
They gave Aaron Judge a ton of money.
Yes, they did. He broke a toe. He's been on the injured list for a good amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Want to keep it in the same area, though.
All right.
Same city, the New York Mets.
Yeah.
24 games back in the NL East, a half game from being in last place.
Do you remember early in the year? Sorry, Kip. Early in the year, the Mets were about five games out behind Atlanta. They were keeping pace. And then Atlanta went to New York and swept the Mets, put them eight back, and then the dadgum wheels fell off after that.
Wheels. They traded everybody. They're unloading, you know, high-priced players. A half game. Let me repeat that. The New York Mets, at the time of this show, a half game out from being in last place below the Nationals.
Who have nothing.
In the NL East.
Nothing.
Nothing. Number two on the butthurt list, Shohei Ohtani and the Los Angeles of Anaheim Angels, or whatever they're called.
I think they're just straight up the LA Angels now.
They're the LA Angels. Shohei Ohtani tore a ligament in his elbow. And
he's done pitching for the year.
He's done pitching for the year. Maybe done hitting for the year. And he's coming up on free agency and was going to get paid majorly. Now, what's his value going to be on the market with an elbow injury?
The same as it was before. He's still a two-way player. Okay. He'll heal.
Well, the Angels won't, because he's more than likely leaving the Angels.
And they got Trout finally back on off of the IL. Today they put him back on.
Just, he can't stay off the IL. Number one on the butt hurt list. Have you been following the social media spat between Tua, quarterback for the Dolphins, and Ryan Clark of ESPN?
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
Ryan Clark says Tua hadn't been working out. And Tua said, you know, don't mention my name. So why don't we just do one of them celebrity fight things and just put them two in the ring and let them go at it? Tua would probably get hurt.
Celebrity death match?
Yeah. Tua would probably get hurt. You know, he'll pull a hamstring or get a concussion. Tua is injury prone. Would you agree with that?
At the end of the day, if you put those two in a squared circle and started taking bets, I'd put my money on Ryan Clark.
Oh, I would too. Ryan Clark's a defensive player, retired defensive player, but, I mean, Tua and the Dolphins. I mean, could the Miami be one of those teams that get up into Super Bowl contention in the AFC?
All depends on Tua.
Well, that's a big, big, big if. In capital bold letters, a big if. Tua, Ryan Clark going at it on social media. I guess Ryan don't like Tua's work ethic.
Apparently not. You want to recap?
Yep. Number five, UGA running back room injuries.
Depth issues.
Four, not depth issues, injuries. I mean, that's my butt hurt segment. You don't create the narrative here. This is my segment.
I thought this was interactive.
It's interactive, but you don't create the narrative. I do. Number four on the butt hurt list, the New York Yankees. Number three on the butt hurt list, the New York Mets. Number two, the Los Angeles Angels. Number one, the Tua and Ryan Clark spat on social media.
Okay.
There you have it.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is sponsored by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Gold Coast Golf Carts, Parker's, and by Wild Adventures.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the Beer Cave. Brr. Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. I thought I saw two in there the other day. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online at parkersga.com.
I mean, I'm not creating a narrative if you've got two running backs hurt. It's two guys down. That's a depth thing.
Four or five waiting to go.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Keep swinging and missing trying to find your favorite adult beverage around town? Well, step back in the batter's box and find it at M&B Liquors. If we don't have it, M&B Liquors will get it for you. The best selection in town. Having a party, M&B will get any type of keg you need. And be sure to tell them that Jason and Kip sent you and ask about my favorite drink. M&B Liquors off I-95, exit 29 on Candler Drive, 912-265-2567. M&B Liquors, your adult beverage home run hitter.
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
You don't know if you were against what. I missed it.
You were in the break talking about a man bun.
Yeah.
And I would advise against that. I mean.
Well, for our listeners, I'm attempting to grow my hair out. I want to grow it long enough to put it up in a man bun. I'm close. I'm close.
No, you're not. But okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Coast Golf Course, Parkers, and by Watt Adventures.
Somebody just commented and said, you're delusional. Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia. And we have inventory, both new and used, club car and star dealer. And we will deliver no matter where you are. Maybe they can deliver you some hair. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard. We have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
The two of us, you want to start getting the hair wars. Let's not do that.
Don't worry about I don't have hair. but that's okay.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and go into our college football pick'em segment. By the way, I just want to let the listenership know. I went back and I did the math, and last season I picked 86% of the games accurately.
And I'll wager 86% of my annual salary that you're lying.
Wow. Tell me how you really feel, Kip. Okay.
Here we go.
All right. Well, there aren't a lot of games to get to, but we'll get to what we can. Navy they're going to be playing over in Dublin. Number 13, Notre Dame. I think this game's going to be close simply for the fact that they're both going across the pond to play. I'll take Notre Dame.
I mean, Navy's got a blueprint on how to beat Central Florida, but Notre Dame's a whole different animal. Notre Dame will find a way to beat Navy. They always do.
San Jose State at number 6, USC. Right now, USC's the best team in the Pac-12. Whatever it is.
Okay.
Yeah, San Jose State's not going to be good enough to beat USC.
No, I don't think so. Not with Caleb Williams coming back. And how would you feel if you're the Pac-12 commissioner about to go to the Pac-4 and your preseason favorite team, USC, is about to leave you to go to the Big Ten? That's gotta eat at you pretty. That's gotta eat at you pretty good, I would think.
Yeah, and you know, and then Stanford and all that stuff, and the ACC can't make up their mind if they want them or not.
ACC wants Stanford, Cal, and SMU now.
Yeah, after last week, they said they didn't want any of them.
And now they're meeting again to determine, you know, we'll see how that plays out.
All comes down to money.
Yep.
All comes down to
ESPN
money.
ESPN kicked in some money for those three teams.
The Pac-12 can't get a deal, television rights, but Conference USA got one from ESPN. That's nuts. That's nuts.
Tells you all you need to know.
Yes, it does.
It's going to be the Pac-2 here in a couple of weeks. Oregon State and Washington State.
Speaking of Conference USA, it looks like Washington State and Oregon State will be sharing that television rights money out of Conference USA.
They will.
Yeah. All right. Florida at number 14, Utah. We all remember the big Florida upset last year, game one in the swamp, and all of a sudden the Gators looked like they were back, and they weren't. I really do. I want to pick Florida in this game, but I just, in good conscience to you, the listener, I can't do it. I'll take Utah.
I'm going to take the Florida Gators.
All right.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me.
Florida might be dealing with a third-string quarterback for Utah. Utah's got injury problems. Cam Rising's coming off back surgeries. They don't know if he's going to be available. And their backup quarterback's hurt. So, you like Utah over Florida with a third-string quarterback? I don't. Florida, you can kick dirt in Florida's face all you want. They still have athletes.
Quarterback situation. Okay, but all right. In the SEC, Hawaii at Vanderbilt. You know what? I'm taking Vandy in this game.
Oh, they beat him 63-10 last year. Yeah, we're taking Vandy.
Okay, good. Okay. South Dakota in the SEC. South Dakota at Missouri. Give me Missouri at home.
Missouri. Listen, you heard this here first.
Okay.
Missouri is going to be a sleeper team in the SEC East this year. November the 4th, when Missouri comes to Athens, I'm putting the University of Georgia on upset alert.
Does Missouri finish second?
They could.
Oh, I didn't answer my question, so that's a no. In the ACC, Elon at Wake Forest. Wake's at home. Give me the Demon Deacons.
Give me Kayshawn Thomas, Brunswick High at Wake now. Yeah, I'll take the Demon Deacons.
NC State at UConn. I think NC State's a very good football team. I think they'll be a factor in the ACC. I'll take the Wolfpack on the road.
This ain't basketball season. I'll take NC State.
Miami of Ohio travels down to play Miami of Florida in the Battle of Miami. It's not going to be much of a battle. Miami of Florida trounces Miami of Ohio.
Too much heat, too much humidity, and in the end, too many athletes. Canes, baby.
Yeah, Louisville at Georgia Tech. Louisville makes the trip to Atlanta. The millions of Georgia Tech fans in Atlanta, they will show up for this game. Georgia Tech announces that they are a player in the ACC by thumping the Louisville Cardinals.
Yeah, since Louisville only won like one game last year, right? I'll take the Jackets at home.
Okay. And this is going to be weird. This feels weird for me to do, but I'm going to do it. In the Big 12, Kent State at Central Florida. There's no way anybody, much less Kent State, is going to the bounce house and knocking off a Gus Malzahn coached football team. UCF thumps Kent State.
Kent State had Georgia on the ropes a little bit last year in Athens. Central Florida, I'm not real impressed with Central Florida, UCF. I'll give them the nod because they're at home, but this could be a tight game.
By the way, the UCF staff has reached out to me and invited me to a game this season.
Good.
Yep, I'm excited. I'm going to go.
Okay, you do that.
In the Sun Belt, Rhode Island at Georgia State. Georgia State?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and in the Southern Conference, the SoCon, North Alabama at Mercer. Give me North Alabama in that game.
North Alabama is a pretty good football program.
Yes, yes, indeed they are.
I'll take North Alabama as well.
So you're not going to stick with the home state Mercer Bears?
No. I'm not riding with Mercer against North Alabama.
Well, I don't feel like that that you have a lot of faith in the Mercer Bears.
I mean, I'm just U.S. We predicted. You think I picked North Alabama?
86%. That's what I picked them at last season.
Minus 50.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Stay cool while you cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
Guys, it's time. Time for back to school. Don't be late and get to Cunningham Jewelers. It is time for that new watch to keep you on time. Whether it's time for a new battery, band, or a brand new watch, it's the right time to get to Cunningham Jewelers. Stay on time with the coolest and trendiest watches available, so be timely with a visit to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
It's pretty apparent to me that Netflix probably went up to Urban Meyer, University of Florida, whoever else, and said, hey, we want to do a documentary on Urban Meyer's tenure at Florida. And somebody said to Netflix, cool, but here's what we're not going to talk about, and just gave them a list.
They won't be doing a documentary on him with his time at the Jaguars.
No, I don't believe so. It'd be a short documentary.
Yeah, about 3 minutes.
Yeah. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Gold Coast Golf Carts, Parkers, and by Wild Adventures.
Last chance to splash at Wild Adventures. Labor Day weekend, September 2nd through the 4th, is your last chance to splash at Wild Adventures Theme Park. Bring your whole family for one more splash in 2023. Remember, Splash Island Water Park is always included with admission to Wild Adventures. During Labor Day weekend, you can get 50% off admission when you bring a donation of at least $10 worth of non-perishable food donations for Second Harvest of South Georgia. And to say thanks to those who are always ready to go at a moment's notice. First responders and active retired military getting free all Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. It's the last chance to splash at Splash Island Water Park in 2023. Get all the details at wildadventures.com.
There was no mention in the Swamp Kings. There was no mention of Urban Meyer's heart attack. No mention of the off-the-field stuff with Aaron Hernandez, the Pouncey Twins. I mean, there's just a ton of stuff. They just intentionally let Brandon Spikes, all the stuff that was going on with him, they just didn't mention any of that stuff.
Yeah, the run in the Cam Newton laptop incident. Yeah, that wasn't right in there.
Yeah, that they didn't even mention him.
No.
Yeah, so I just feel like that probably Netflix said, you know what would be a good idea? Let's do a documentary on that forest fire that was the Florida Gator program during the Urban Meyer tenure. And then somebody said, well, if I'm going to do this, probably Urban Meyer. I don't want XYZ mentioned. And then probably Netflix said, well, without that stuff, there's probably still a story to do about them winning those national championships and how good that team was. You know, and in that thing, Kip, I listened to some of the Florida players and Urban Meyer sit there and talk about how hard it was winning national championships and how hard it was being just worshipped on in the state of Florida and on campus. And, you know, they could date any woman they wanted to, and they could go anywhere they wanted to do, and all the pressure of winning games. Oh, my gosh, two national championships. I mean, I honestly felt bad for them, felt sympathy.
You know, the thing that bothered me the most is if you watched all four episodes.
Uh-huh.
The way they talked about Chris Leak and not mentioning him. This guy's a national championship winning quarterback at the University of Florida.
He was good.
They made him sound like he was chopped liver. Tebow didn't play as a freshman when they won in 06. He'd come in on short yardage downs and run the football on third and one or fourth and one. Chris Leak was the quarterback of that football team. They beat Ohio State 41-14 for a national championship, and yet I didn't hear any real praise for Chris Leak in the entire series.
I sat there and listened to you. To your point, I sat there and listened to Dan Mullen talk about how he didn't fit their system.
But he won a national championship.
Yeah. He wasn't the fit for the spread offense that Urban wanted to run and had run in Utah. And that, you know, they really wanted a mobile quarterback, and he was more of a pocket guy, but dadgum, he was a really good pocket guy.
Yeah, so basically, and you know, he just threw Chris Leak under the bus.
Yeah, I mean, essentially.
He's a national championship winning quarterback. Yeah, they won it in 08. I mean, they had great recruiting classes in 6, 7, and 8. And then, you know, Urban lost to Nick Saban. He started having chest pains.
You know, another interesting thing that I found about that documentary is the Tim Tebow effect. In that documentary, you heard a lot of the underclassmen, the kids that the players that were a couple of years younger than Tim Tebow complain that it was always Tim Tebow versus Alabama, Tim Tebow versus Georgia. It was never them as a team. You heard those guys that were a couple of years younger than Tebow in the Florida system complain about that. But yet the guys that were a little older than Tebow or in the same class as Tebow, none of them had anything negative to say about Tebow. All raved about the person and teammate that he was.
Florida hasn't won anything of significance since Tim Tebow was the quarterback at the University of Florida. Let's face it. Those guys that were complaining about Tebow, and they were complaining in the documentary about Tebow getting all the headlines and all that kind of stuff, those were the guys that were left behind to continue the tradition, and look what happened.
They fell off. Fell off the map.
They fell off the map.
With those guys being responsible.
And have not recovered since. And it's looking like still a pretty good rebuild ahead of Billy Napier, who is doing a good job recruiting And I think Billy is the right guy for the job in Gainesville. You got to give him time.
Florida fans, or Florida administration and fans, are not very patient people.
You got to give Billy Napier time. Florida's got a top five recruiting class right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're recruiting five stars and four stars. And they, I mean, two or three of those classes, they're going to be back to being Florida again.
They got to get back to being able to consistently compete with the UCFs in the state of Florida. They got to get back to being able to compete with the Miamis and the Florida States.
We're talking seriously here, man. Don't throw UCF in the conversation with Florida, dude. Come
UCF on. Has beaten Florida the last time they played.
Florida. Florida's been a dumpster fire.
But UCF Florida, won the football game. What do you mean?
If Florida is running at peak, you know, where they need to be, recruiting top five recruiting classes, UCF can't stay on the field with those guys.
Look, I'm just telling you the result. I'm not stating opinion here. I'm stating fact. The last time those two teams played, UCF beat them.
Yeah, Florida's pretty much sucked the last couple of years.
Did they lose the game or not?
They lost the game.
Okay, that's all I'm asking you.
I mean, but you're sitting here beating on your chest like that was a Super Bowl win. That's Florida at their rock bottom. Florida at their best. UCF can't stay on the field with them.
In the state of Florida, Florida's the best. Florida's the fourth best program.
Right.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Week two of the high school football season, we will see the Brunswick High Pirates kick off their season down in Kingsland at Chris Gilman Stadium against the Camden County Wildcats. Wayne will host Brooks at JC Stadium looking for some revenge from last year. Statesboro and Southeast Bullock meet at Paulson Stadium at the Irk Russell Classic. And the Glen Academy Red Terriers will head over to the Ship in Darien to take on the MCA Buccaneers. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Keep up with all your favorite regional and local teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia. And we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer. And we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.